Good job, Junior. All right. Well, I'm excited about this week. We have one of my favoritest people in this whole wide world on the call with us this week. And our host is Mr. Joseph Dukes. Are you there?
I am right here. Thank you so much. And Lauren, you guys are two of my most favorite people. It's great being able to have people that want to help you make money. And ever since I came on working with the Alliance, it's been great being able to have you and Sherry and other people on Mike and Noel's staff. And now I have staff of my own as well that continues to help the team grow and continues to help us all get paid. Because, we all want to have fun. I mean, because if you ain't having fun, you shouldn't do it. But if you aren't making money, you can't do it for very long. And then that way we can have the money to make a difference. So appreciate you guys announcing all those really awesome things going on. Love hearing the paychecks and love hearing people going out and helping families. So, well, I am fired up. Mike and Noel are at a, you look at their travel schedule, and it's awesome because I think in the last 3 months they've been to Europe, they've been to Hawaii, they've been all over the U.S. Now they're on a spending time with their family up at a family retreat that they do every year. Noel, I know, was taking their oldest to shop for colleges. And so isn't it cool that we all get to live life while we're out making a difference. So Mike asked me to be able to help out. Super honored. And I was fired up. I mean, I was excited to be asked on the call, but I was even more fired up when he told me who our guest was. And so I'm excited to, if y'all have, unless you've never been on any of our calls with the Alliance, or you've been living under a rock for the last probably 6 months, this name of Mr. James Coleman is definitely going to ring a bell. He's out there making a huge difference in families. Last month, absolutely smoked it. Month before that, and just he and his lovely wife, we got to hang out with them in Hawaii here a few weeks ago. So I just wanted to get James on the call with us. James, are you there?
I'm not seeing Joe. His I was
You
given
got it.
An
I
area
know
code of 973.
He had sent me a text that he was on there. So let me make sure that
Let me see. Is it? Is he
okay.
not? Is he
It's the last
on?
4 is 4546 is his number. And if anyone has any
Okay.
questions, because I'm gonna have James chat for a little bit. I'm gonna ask him some questions, kind of get him talking. If anyone has any questions, they can shoot me a text directly, or they can email Lauren. My cell number is 623-210-7526. And
Well, I'm going to try some of these numbers here. Speak up if you're out there, James.
And James, if you're on there, you can hit *6, and it will unmute you live. Usually, I'm the one that forgets to, like, I have, like, the mute on my phone.
What was that?
That was awesome.
James.
That was awesome. Okay,
You there,
so
James?
hang on
Got everything opened up.
Okay.
I don't see that number.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let's see if I can bring him over.
It's going to fall out tomorrow. One of these chicken guys.
All
All
right,
right, buddy.
Sherry, can you hear us now?
Okay, James, so you're.
Okay, I actually through the miracles of modern technology, he could hear us, but for whatever reason, he couldn't unmute, so I just went over and grabbed him, and he is now on the line with us. So, James, are you here now?
Hey,
are we good?
Yes, sir. Yes,
cool.
Sir. I'm here, buddy.
Woo! I'm fired up. I got one of my heroes on here. Man out there making stuff happen. So James, would you just introduce yourself, give us kind of a high level, like, you know, who hired you, kind of a little bit of your background, just take a couple minutes, you know, what you've been doing, and kind of a little bit of your career with us here at the Alliance.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I am humbly blessed and honored to be talking to the Levantovich team. Hello, Levantovich team. Thank y'all for having me on this call. You know, first and foremost, my wife and I, we've been in the business now. Last April, May, 3 years that we've been with the business. My background is corporate America. I was the district manager for Best Buy up in New York. I had 11 stores responsible for $570 million in revenue. And here's where everything changed for me. Back in 2010, my wife got diagnosed with breast cancer in October 2010. And in 2011, I had a conversation with my boss at the time to see if I could get a transfer down to Georgia or down to Miami to get my wife closer to her parents and also a better support system because I have brothers and sisters and other family down here in Atlanta. And at the time, my boss said, hey, let's visit this conversation, begin another new fiscal year and everything. And so I had that conversation with him, and he pretty much told me it was not in the best interest of the company for me to relocate, being that I had New York number one in the company for 7 years in a row, and that we should visit that conversation a year or two from now. And at that point, it hit me that I was just a number in the company, and they were just concerned about what it is I could do for them and not concerned about, you know, the welfare of my family and the support that my wife needed while she was dealing with going through breast cancer and everything. And so I just made a phone call to my wife's doctor and asked for a leave of absence. And she granted, she said she could approve it on her end. And I made a decision to walk away from a $165,000 a year job because for me, I cannot put a price tag on my wife. And my wife needed the support, you know, in addition to what she was getting from me and, you know, my kids, she needed the other support, which was huge for her healing and everything, and her to get through the journey of being a young lady and having to have both breasts removed and reconstructed. And so made a decision to move down to Atlanta, came down here. August to be 6 years now that I've been down here in Atlanta. My oldest daughter, she just graduated last Tuesday while we was in Hawaii with her master's in mental health. I have a son that's 17 who just graduated high school, and I have a 12-year-old daughter who's going on 50. And anybody out there that got kids, I can relate to that. So we moved out here to Georgia, and I will tell you, when you have money saved up but you have no money coming in and it's going out, it goes pretty quick. So we found ourselves in a situation where so the cars get repossessed, and they don't, I'm from New Jersey, but I didn't know they do this in Georgia, but they repossess garbage cans in Georgia. And I found that out. My wife called me and said, hey, baby, they took the garbage can. And I said, but maybe they're going to give us a new one. And I called them up, and I said, the garbage man took the garbage can by mistake. And the man on the other end said, no, Mr. Coleman, you didn't pay the $35. We took the can. When you pay the $35, we'll bring it back. And I was kind of messed up because in my whole entire life, I didn't know that was possible, that they could repossess a garbage can. You know, so we was in a really, really bad place. And I ended up getting a job and was working that job. And then the job wanted me to compromise my morals, my values, and my integrity. And I refused to do that, so me and the job, we parted ways. Now, Eric McGriff, you may know him as the crime dog if you've been with NAA for a while. He tried to introduce this business to me back in 2013, and I thought I was too good to sell insurance, so I was like, no, it's not happening. So So in 2015, when the company and I decided to part ways with each other because I refused to compromise my morals and my integrity, I made a decision that I would not work for anybody else again. But I didn't know what I was going to do. And so when I told my wife that I'm not working for anybody else again, I want to put, you know, the amount of money I can make in my own hands and not anybody else have control or dictate how I can take care of my family. And so my wife said, well, go call Eric. And I said, I'm not selling no insurance. And my wife said, boy, if you don't get in that room and call Eric. And I said, okay, happy wife, happy life. So I went in the room, I gave him a call. And my question to him was, hey, man, are you still doing this life insurance? He said, yes. I said, are you still making six figures? He said, yes. I said, do I have to harass friends and family to make money? He said, no, we have Lee. And at that point, I said, what do I need to do to get started? And I got started in the business. So I'll tell you what, you know, those years look like. I got started April 2015. First year, not even the full year, qualified for BAMF, hit Rookie of the Year, came in number two for Recruiting Rookie of the Year. You know, at the time of the BAMF trip, Mutual of Omaha ran a contest. But you was, I think, top five in the company with sales. You get a helicopter excursion and won that. They also won another contest where I won that, and they gave me a $2,000 shopping spree. And that was pretty cool because the money came on my wife's birthday, so she got to have a nice birthday thanks to Mutual of Omaha. I won $1,000 cash from CFG and a couple of gift cards during that time. 2016 was our first full calendar year in the business, and we made $163,000. 2017 was our second full calendar year in the business, and we made $210,000. And right now, this year, we're on track to make $300,000. Last year, out of 12 months, I hit SEAL Team like six times. I'm in SEAL Team six this year and everything, and I'm just fired up about what the future holds, not just for myself, but for NAA and the opportunity that's out there for everybody else.
Ooh. Holy cow. That's a lot of
I'm getting feedback.
Okay. Air.
If yeah.
You can hit mute since we're merged. Eric, if you want to mute the line, I'll have Sherry mute everyone else. And then I know I'm going to ask you a question for as well.
That's what.
We still have it, Sherry?
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay, well, maybe
some more and see what happens.
Oh, no, there.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
That sounds better.
Okay, cool. So it may just be the fact that Eric and I are merged and we're on here that it may be that. But, wow. So, dude, you're no stranger to coming in. I mean, you know, high six-figure income earner in corporate America, stepped out, you know, wow, had some crazy life stuff happening, and then came here, had some success. So, Eric, James, when Eric hired you, like, were you thinking that you were stepping into something like what you got your hands on now? I mean, like, here 2 years ago when you came on board with us, were you thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to make more money doing this than I did working at Best Buy as a district manager?
Well, I didn't think at the time that I would make more money, but I saw the opportunity because I heard Andy Riddle, Stephen Davies, Chris Long at a meeting talking about how much money they was making. And I tell you, I went out there on my first appointment, and I sold my very first appointment and calculated the commissions, And I said, I should get about $910. And then when the money hit my account, I called my wife and I said, baby, we're about to get rich. And she was like, again? that was my thought process. My belief level has skyrocketed because I had got my first deposit. And I was like, this year could be really, really game-changing.
Gotcha. Oh, man. So you earned the extension trip. So because Banff wasn't even your first full year, right?
No, Banff was not my first full year and qualified for that trip. I won every trip since I've been with the Alliance. My wife had the opportunity to travel with some of you folks to Spain, Italy, and France. Now, and we were just out in Hawaii. We already won Paris already and going to have Switzerland wrapped up by beginning of July, or by the middle of July, we'll have Switzerland wrapped up.
So you've already won the Paris portion of our trip for next year, and you're because you won the extension for Maui that we just got
yes.
back from, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So your first full year, you won the extension. You've already won the trip that we're qualifying for this year, and you'll earn the extension by, you said, September, October?
No, by the beginning of July.
Oh,
the middle of July.
Woo. Okay. So. Like, help me understand a little bit of the mindset, you know, you coming in this only being really your second full year. Help me understand the mindset of what you're doing to go out. I mean, yeah, because last month, so let me take a step back. So you qualified for the trip. Now, in March, we had the contest where Andy put it out there that he was going to give the top 10 personal producers, $10,000 in cash at the April Instant Thunder, where I was at, where, you know, if y'all haven't been fanned by $10,000, James Coleman walked by me and fanned me with a brick of $10,000. Dude, and it's like getting hit with a brick is what it is. But, you know, it's 10 grand. So like, last month, what were your deposits in your account?
I made $31,000 that month, and then I received $10,000 cash. I tell you, I was jacked out of my mind. But even before receiving the $10,000 cash, my wife was like, is this real, and are we going to jail? And my reply was, Andy been doing it for 18 years, so I think we good.
That is awesome.
And Joe, I understand. We were coming from a place that when I got started in this business, I did not even have the $90 to take my state exam here in Georgia. I had to borrow the money from my sister. But my belief level that this was it was so strong. And I know there's many people out here that go through stuff because life happens every day. The month that we got started in business, at the time, my son was 15 years old. The month we got started, my son tried to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. And we had to drop everything and shoot to North Carolina to see what it is that we could possibly do to be there as a support system to find out what's going on with him at 15 to get him to the point mentally that he wanted to take his own life. And so we was dealing with that, you know, getting started in the business. And, you know, a year later, in 2016, we found ourselves in the same position because at the age of 16, he tried it again. And the day I got the text message that he tried it again, you know, it was the day I was running appointments, and I really had to make a decision on what to do. Do I drop everything and run back down the road to North Carolina, or do I stick to my commitment that I made with these clients and go see them? And I had to accept the fact that me going to North Carolina was not going to change the fact of what happened. There was nothing I can do. So I went on and ran appointments that day and saw the clients that I had scheduled to see, and I wrote $11,000 in business. So my mindset was, life is 10% what happens and 90% what you do about it afterwards. And even in Andy's book, Inside the Circle of You, you can only control you. And for me, and this is before the book came out, I knew that. But I will tell you, one of the things that has helped, you know, my wife and I tremendously in this business is having a relationship with Diane Lampe. Diane Lampe is such a blessing and an inspiration, you know, in our lives. And I promise you I will not let nothing happen to that lady. We talk to Diane about everything. We do not make any decisions in our lives without talking to Diane, because we understand our thought process got us to where we was at. And so for us to become better and do better, we have to lean on somebody else's thought process, because we want to be where she's at and where Andy's at, so we can't rely on us anymore. And that has helped us tremendously in regards to how we have been progressing with the business from the time we got started up to now, even going through the situations with my son, you know, 2015 trying to commit suicide, 2016 trying to commit suicide, September 2017 in a darn near fatal car accident that could have taken his life, you know. But I'm saying that to say that you have to have people in your life that are better than you, that can help get you through things that's going to happen in your life. And we are grateful for Ms. Diane Lampe, because that's one thing that keeps us on track and that keeps us focused.
That is huge. Wow. So life is 10% what happens to you and 90% what you do about it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, you gave the people what they wanted. Good night. So that's awesome. Now that, and that, I mean, that's interesting. Like, I have some notes here, like things to ask James. You know, life struggles. I was not expecting you to lay all that out. I do. I appreciate you sharing that, because that is, those are huge life lessons that you're helping us learn now. So what? I guess my question is it along the lines of what you're doing? And yeah, life continues to happen to you, just like it continues to happen to everyone else. And I appreciate you sharing that, because it's funny. I talk to people who a lot of times they think that of course James Coleman can go out and do X, Y, Z because he's James Coleman. Oh, of course, you know, Andy's life is all, you know, bubblegum and roses and raindrops and it's all beautiful. And it's like no one thinks that, I don't know what the thought process, but it's like, oh, well, they don't have any life happening to them. So you sharing that is a big deal. With what you had to win the $10,000 bonus contest, what did you have to change from being a top-notch producer to being in the top 10 and qualify for that $10,000? And then as you're continuing it on to this 212 contest where Andy's giving away, $212,000 here in cash for the top producers for the second quarter, what is it that you've had to tweak and change to get you to where you're at?
Well, the first thing that I had to do, Joe, was be honest with myself in regards to the productivity I was doing. You know, I was pretty good in being comfortable writing $20,000, $23,000, $25,000 a month. But in January, you know, I reached out to Andy and told him that, you know, I want to write $30,000, $40,000 a month in business. And he said, hey, reach out to Bill Cook, because Bill Cook is going to be coming to Atlanta. And so I reached out to Bill Cook. Bill Cook came down to Atlanta, spent some time with him. And he just had me tweak a few things that I was doing inside the home. And so when I saw Bill Cook at NatCon, you know, I thanked him, you know, for that, because in February, you know, it was my first month issue paying over $30,000, you know, and that's because I took the advice from Andy by reaching out to Bill Cook, and what I got from Bill Cook, I implemented into what I was already doing. So I started to see an uptick in my sales, and then when Andy announced the contest, you know, I said, okay, I can win a contest, And then I said, hold up. Let me reach out to some of the people I respect in this business that's really doing this thing, because I had never written over 20,000 and never written 20,000 a week before. I think my best week was about 15. I never had did 20. And so I reached out to Jasmine Lightmore, talked to her. I reached out to Michelle Alleman. I reached out to Debbie Benn. I reached out to Michael Owens, Brant Swindell, Mark Hutchison. I was reaching out to the people, Jane Hill, to the people that I respected that was doing some things in this business and that can give me some information on how I can get better. And what I appreciate is the transparency from these people to share that information while they was in competition with me. I loved it because it showed me that, hey, we are one family. We want you to win as well as we want to win. So they shared with me what it is they was doing. And I will tell you, I had 2 weekends in March where between a total of about 28 appointments, 2 weekends in a row, I only written $2,400, and it messed me up. And I remember going into week 3 of the time test, and I had about 4,000 submit business, and I reached out to Diane, and I'm like, I'm getting my butt kicked. And Diane said, James, get your mind off the money. You're going into the homes, and the clients can sense that you are no longer there for them. And that resonated with me because I'm not even thinking about that I'm in there with that kind of aura that's exuding from me. And when I had that conversation with Diane, you know, I took the opportunity to get myself back together, and that was that Tuesday, and I'll never forget it. You know, I went and ran the rest of my business, the appointments on Tuesday and the appointments I had on Wednesday, and I finished that week off with over 11,000 in business. And then the following week, I had my first ever $20,000 week, which was 23,000. And you got to understand, I was jacked out of my mind. But one of the other things that I understood was that I had to know what products I was selling to clients. I had to know what the carriers was doing in regards to their schedule, because that last week of the month, we had companies close, we had companies, closing at 3 o'clock. And I don't think a lot of people took that into consideration. Now, one of the things I do, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm probably the best at this in NAA, but 99.9999% of what I write is an EAP. And I've been taught from Eric McGriff is that make a friend in this business before you need one. So I'm always, shooting the breeze, saying hi to the underwriters and everything. So when I would leave the client house or doing the e-app, about an hour later, I'm on the phone with the carriers at Mutual of Omaha and CFG, the underwriters, asking them, hey, I just submitted the e-app. Do you see it in your system? You got it? Okay, great. If you can please do me a favor and get it assigned to an underwriter. And then it's like, okay, James, no problem. And so everything that I submitted got issued. And there's so many people I spoke to who didn't get everything issued because they hadn't built a relationship with some of the carriers and the underwriters and the people that work at the company. And they didn't know that some of the companies were going to be closed and some closed at 3 o'clock. So they found themselves stuck, and they could not get that business issue. And I'm just grateful that I have people, in the alliance that's willing, to coach me and tell me what it is I need to do or how I can be successful with the alliance. And one of the other things, Joe, that also helps me is that I wasn't on the GMR and getting no leads until my request to restart the GMR at the end of the second week in March because of my referral business. And so If I bought leaves, I would buy leaves like today and went and buy. I would buy like 10 and won't buy no more for about 3 or 4 weeks because of my referral business. But I knew that if I was going to wrap this thing up and switch gears to get to where I wanted to, I needed to add some additional resources, you know, to my arsenal to get in front of some more people and also put myself in a position to get some more referrals. And that has helped me out tremendously. Out of that $50,000 that I issue paid in the month of March, $22,000 of it came from referrals.
Ooh. No lead cost.
Yeah.
Wow. So when you're getting referrals, are you getting referrals only in the homes that you're writing business in, or are you talking to everybody about what you're doing?
No, I'm talking to everybody. Like the homes that I do not write any business in, you know, I say, hey, look, one of the services we provide is that we offer a prescription discount card. And do you know anybody that currently takes prescriptions that can stand to use a discount on their prescriptions? And they say, yeah, okay, if you can give me their names, or if you can call them and let them know that I'm going to be calling them to get this prescriptions card over to them. And that's not nothing I came up with. That is something that I got from Dorian Saunders. He's like, hey, you got to use that to your advantage. Because I was like, he went home, I didn't make a sale. Did you get any referrals? No. You got to use the prescription card, James. It's a way for you to get some referrals. But something like that had never dawned on me. See, this is the business where when they say copy and steal everything, hey, I'm okay with copy and stealing everything because I know today that it works, but it won't work if it's not done.
Hmm. So you stole that from Dorian. You stole stuff from Eric, and, you know, you just take stuff from Diane all the time.
And Jasmine, Lightbulb, Brass, for everybody.
Wow. So let me ask you, you had talked about relationships and the relationships that you've built with underwriters and with carriers and stuff like that. How did you build those relationships? Where did you go to be able to meet these people?
Well, I started at my very first conference that I went to in July 2015 because Eric told me, hey, listen, vendors, get out here and meet the vendors because one day you're going to need them. And that's exactly what I did. I started meeting them. Like, I got really good with Brent Bench. And I recall, and this was Christmas week of 2016, Mutual of Omaha had changed their IGO iPipe system for the e-apps and everything. And when they changed it, it was missing the accelerated death benefit page. So everything I was submitting, it was coming back that it needed an amendment because when they updated the system, it was missing. And so and nobody at Mutual of Omaha was aware of it until I picked the phone up and called Brent Bench and explained it to him and everything. He said, let me look into it. And he said, I'm just amazed that nobody caught this. And it's like there's thousands of agents, not just with NAA, but there's thousands of agents that submit e-apps, and they're not going to get paid before Christmas because all the underwriters are saying it's going to require an amendment, and they got to mail the policy to you. Then you got to go back out there and meet with the client and get it signed and get it back in. And he said, James, give me about an hour, 2 hours, and we're going to find a solution to get this rectified because I know there's a lot of agents out there that's depending on this money for Christmas. And within an hour's time, he called me back and said, every policy that got submitted since we updated the system is not going to require amendments, so all those policies throughout the company is going to get issued, and those people can have that money in their account before Christmas. But that's one of those things where building those relationships, you know, really, really come into handy, not just for yourself, but for the whole entire company.
So you said that you started that, building that relationship at our family reunion in July of 2015. Now, I know we got our 2017 family reunion coming up here in about 6 weeks. Now, are you planning on attending that?
You locked and loaded, got 34 people registered, buddy.
Oh, yeah, and you're also planning on bringing a big pillowcase so you can capture some of that $212,000 that Andy's handing out, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Dude, that is fat to the bone awesome. Holy cow, dude, man, you have laid so much out here, James. I appreciate you taking the time. I do want to open it up, and if someone has a question and they want to shoot it over to Lauren, I'm not quite sure if I'm getting all my texts right now. But Lauren, do you have any questions that anyone has sent in to ask James? Because we have a couple minutes before we close this out, and I know he's out running appointments like a madman because he's focused on getting to that top number one sales and recruiting position. Do you have anything, Lauren? And if you're talking, honey, we are muted. I'm going to take that as a no. James.
So Joe Dukes, I want to leave your team with this.
Please.
And that is, you can't get mad for the results you don't get for the work you didn't do. You can't accomplish what your brain can't conceive. If you can't conceive the thought, it's a matter of bringing that thought into existence. Stumbling blocks are only opportunities.
Well, from there we can drop the mic.
The host has joined the conference.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on our call today. Thank you so much for taking the time out from your family and from your business. And, dude, I am so excited to see how the contest ends. And I'm actually really excited to find out who on the Levantovich team is going to take the challenge, because what I heard was that after the second week into that one-month contest, you weren't anywhere near, and you crushed it the next 2 weeks. We got a month left in this Q2 contest that Andy's laid out, that $212,000 contest. So I know for a fact that it is anyone's game.
Yes, it is.
And they are going to, you know, and whoever decides to take some of the stuff that James has laid out here and make it their own, they are going to make it. It is going to change their stars. So, James, brother, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you and your beautiful bride here next month at Family Reunion. And, guys, go and get yours. And thank you, Mike and Noel, once again for letting me and James chat on the call. And, guys, go and make this next week the best week you've ever had. Talk to y'all soon.
Thanks. All right.